so good to me.
Hello, and welcome to a very special episode of Drunk Wrestling History. I'm not even going to go into introductions. What we have to say is so important. We were on our way to the hot tub, and something phenomenal happened, and we had to address it right now. So I'm just going to dive right into your actual, I'm the host, to Scott and Eddie, and what's going on?
Lars Sullivan did gay porn.
Yes.
We thought this needed to be addressed immediately. It took some convincing and some drinks to get Scott on board with it.
A lot of convincing and a lot of drinks.
He didn't really want to. He was fine with addressing it. I think he just didn't. I don't know what your problem was. I think he just didn't want to do it tonight. Like, he didn't want to upload it tonight. He's weird.
No, it's weird. The whole situation is weird. Like, the guy has a major injury right now. He's been out of action for a while.
Well, and we do want to make it clear, we don't have a problem with him doing gay porn.
No,
your money.
Why is this a problem?
Get money.
No.
The reason it's a problem is because this came out maybe like last summer before he got hurt, right?
Yes.
That he went on these crazy-ass homophobic rants.
Racist,
right?
Homophobic.
Yeah.
Just making all these horrible comments.
Like weird shit. He was saying weird stuff. Like, no, it just came, it was like, whoa.
Very weird. And then now he's doing these videos. Like, dude, you know when you made your comments, you know what you were doing.
Well,
you know what videos you made.
And I feel like that probably, I have no doubt that in his head there was some shame from that.
Oh, for sure.
And he probably got drunk, and instead of recording a podcast like normal people do, he went on Reddit, or it was like a bodybuilding forum, actually.
Yes.
And went crazy.
Well, yeah, but you know what you did.
That's what
I'm
saying.
You know that it made it to film, and you're still going to make those comments knowing full well that nothing is sacred, nothing is safe in this day and age.
Yeah.
Everything makes its way to the internet, right? He had to know at some point this was going to make its way out.
I mean, you would think, but I don't know, dude. Honestly, I don't think he's that smart. He's done some stupid shit, so I think, like,
he looks the part.
Right? Like, I don't think. And you know what's funny is part of his gimmick, especially when he was in NXT, is he has a genius level IQ. Yeah. They always said that about him, and yeah. I was like, that's kind of a weird thing to say
about a dude.
Anyway.
Yeah, this would be the polar opposite of a genius level IQ, making the comments you did, and then having this video come out where another man had his mouth on your penis.
Right, right. Yeah, it was like, it is a weird thing. Maybe it was like a, I don't know, like how Akeem clearly wasn't from deepest, darkest Africa. He clearly doesn't have a genius level IQ.
Wait.
Right.
Wait. Akeem was not from deepest, darkest Africa?
Oh, shit. Did I ruin it for you?
Wait.
Spoilers.
Santa's real, though.
No.
Right?
No.
Fuck.
But anyway, this is.
I hate this.
Anyway, this is crazy. This is fucking hilarious.
It's breaking news.
Right? It's breaking news.
Yeah.
And
Eddie's been laughing for like 2 hours.
Also hilarious. to back up your point. Hilarious.
That's the thing. I've been laughing about it for 2 hours because, like, what a douchebag. And like we said, like, go do all the gay porn you want. Salute. But don't go run your mouth about how terrible gay people are. Like,
yeah. And then you do that thing.
Yeah. I hate to call him a jerk off, but he's a jerk off.
If we still had Bobby Heenan around today, he'd be a fucking dummy.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and you actually had a different kind of opinion of it too, right? Because you were rating his dick.
Well, I wasn't like, I mean, I don't think he's necessarily attractive, but I mean, I'm always down to watch him gay porn. And no, his dick is very weird. I did not enjoy it.
It's a strange penis.
It was like, I mean, I'm not trying to like judge people, but it was like a little small for his body. It was just weird looking. It was really.
Well, we do have two women at the table. Let's get the other side's opinion.
It. Well, she didn't see it.
I didn't see it.
Oh, you didn't see his penis.
She didn't want
to
watch it.
Would you like to speculate?
I like ran over and jumped on it. Nobody else wanted to watch it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I really did not.
Yeah.
But
well, yeah, I don't. You're not into anteaters. I think.
Oh, he's also uncircumcised.
Yeah. I don't know how you feel about it, Shannon.
No, I mean,
I'm not a fan.
I'm okay. It's a little weird. I mean, it's just, you know, I haven't really had that much experience with it, so it's a little foreign to me.
Right.
But yeah, it's a bit jarring.
Anyway, so what's next for Lars? What do you think?
What's next for Lars is rehab from the injury.
Right.
Probably come back, put a few guys over, and then the release.
Right, and I think, like, it's not, they're not going to release him because of this, right? Like,
other stuff. They can't.
No, you can't release him over this. And other stuff's come out with other people, right? We've got, I mean, how many of these people have had sex tapes? Paige did not get released.
Well, I don't think you should get released for the sex tape or the gay porn.
But I don't think you should either.
I think WWE should put out a fucking statement and say, we're not releasing him for the gay porn. We're releasing him because he's a douchebag and he made all these comments, which we also didn't release him for, but now we can't even deal with the hypocrisy.
But right. I think WWE should double down and put out a DVD of their best of WWE performer sex tape.
Yes.
Xavier Woods.
So down. Yeah.
Brad Maddox. Paige.
Paige.
Victoria.
Tony. Victoria, I think, was already gone from the company.
But she was still a WWE alumni.
Also, that's...
Ricochet. And it was excellent.
Yeah,
Ricochet with the finger poke of doom.
Ricochet.
With outstanding finger poke of doom.
Exactly. The finger poke of doom video. Victoria had the best... that's my favorite sex tape.
Yeah, it was very POV.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of POV.
And then there were a few fake ones, right? Like, there are a bunch of Alexa ones that aren't real.
You
want to
throw those in there, yeah.
Right.
Well, you guys are forgetting the best, the biggest one. Not the best. The
China.
One Night in China.
Oh. No, I didn't forget that. I didn't want to talk about it.
You want to talk about it?
Yeah. Nothing to say.
Yeah. May or may not have finished to that one several times.
But yeah, I sort of think, like, this is not something you fire anyone over at all.
Definitely not.
But it's like, it's been one thing after another with this guy. And honestly, like, look, if you thought he was going to be the next Batista, stick with him. But he's not going to be the next Batista. He's not that fucking good. He's fine, but he's not a world-class talent. He's never going to main event at WrestleMania. He's never going to make the company a huge amount of money. Nobody's going to buy a ticket to see Lars Sullivan.
I didn't like him.
So you got him freaking out when they went to put him on Raw, right? He had his anxiety thing, which like,
I totally relate to.
Right,
and they totally support
that's
that.
Totally fine.
Right, and that was in the company.
The company did too.
They stood by him and absolutely. They did the right thing, and that was fine. But then the post on the bodybuilding forum came out.
Yes,
and that's a big one, right?
Like
that's
kind of
especially with the way the company is now, with the Be a Star and you know
I'm
all this.
I'm a little surprised they didn't release him at that point.
And we talked on the Decade of Review, like, the comments that Hogan made.
Yeah.
You can't do stupid shit like that now and expect to remain an employee of this world-class company, WWE.
That's true, because we didn't even mention that on the other episode. I think what Lars said was, like, equivalent to what Hogan said, right?
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Or close,
it was
close.
Still hate speech.
Yeah,
at the end of the
right,
hate speech.
Right, exactly, yeah. It's some shit that would get your ass kicked if you said it in front of the wrong person.
Right, someone's going to get their ass kicked.
So then he had that, someone's going to get their wig split. And then he got hurt, which, like, whatever, people get hurt, but it was, like, just, he's, I don't know.
Is the juice worth the squeeze, right? Is he worth all of these problems that he's providing the company with?
Well, I just watched him squeeze his juice. Not worth it.
I can't think of a better way to end this podcast.
I think we're done.
Than with that.
And I think this is already. I think this has already gone on about 6 minutes too long. So
well, thank you for joining us. We just did feel it needed to be addressed right this second, and I think this is very unique because, like I said, it just happened. We're recording it, and it's dropping right now.
Yeah, we're like the CNN of drunk wrestling podcasts.
Yes.
All right. Not fake news.
Exactly.
Cheers.
Cheers.